Good morning. This is Lauren and Jazz with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane has been named the top destination for tourists in Queensland, attracting every 4 in 10 tourists who visit the state. Data from Tourism Research Australia reported that Brisbane has set has set records for visitation numbers from Indonesia, India, and the USA, along with visitation from China having grown 28.4%. year-on-year due to more direct flights into Brisbane. New Zealand is Brizzy's top international market, followed by the UK, the US, China, and then South Korea. Brisbane Economic Development Agency Chief Executive Anthony Ryan said Brisbane's steady growth in international tourism was, quote, the result of smart strategy and strong collaboration.
Elders and advocates have expressed deep concern at the potential recriminalisation of public drunkenness proposed by the Queensland Police Minister Dan Purdy last week. At a snap community meeting in Musgrave Park, elders warned the potential reversal would create open season for the targeting of Aboriginal communities. Brisbane Murray Action Group organiser Adrian Baragaba said such laws had historically been disproportionately used on homeless and Aboriginal communities. In 1991, the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody recommended decriminalising public drunkenness, but Queensland was the last state to do so less than a year ago in 2024. Advocates say laws address the symptoms but not the cause of alcoholism. They emphasise the use of health and social support systems as opposed to the criminal justice system.
And in national news, Western Australia has recently implemented updated gun laws labelled the strictest in the country, with WA's police minister claiming that other government jurisdictions have shown interest in following in their footsteps. The revised laws took effect in March and include caps on firearm ownership numbers, mandatory health assessments, and a voluntary buyback scheme. These new law reforms came amid a review finding that the previous laws were deeply flawed, according to the Australian Shooters Union president, Graham Park. While the union has shown significant concern over the effectiveness and fairness of the new reforms, gun control groups claim these opinions are of the minority, with the wider community in full support of the stricter laws.
The Western Australian government has purchased an apartment complex for $105 million dedicated to provide social housing amidst the state's housing crisis. Announced yesterday, 236 units will be added to the social and affordable housing pool. At the end of May, the public housing waitlist was 22,315 applications long, with many applications representing multiple people. The announcement was met with backlash from some surprised neighbours. Long-term resident Ben Stephenson cited concerns with antisocial behaviours and other criminal activities as a byproduct of social housing. However, recent cases of disruptive behaviour and violence represent only a small fraction of social housing tenants.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has called for Benjamin Netanyahu to be pardoned or his corruption trial to be indefinitely suspended in a public statement. On social media platform Truth Social on Wednesday US time, President Trump peppered the Israeli Prime Minister with compliments, declaring him a great hero who has done so much for the state, as he requested the immediate pardon of Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is set to face court on Monday in his much-delayed corruption trial originally filed in 2019, with opposition leader Yair Lapid suggesting that Trump's comments intervened in a legal process of the independent state.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21 and a minimum of 10. There is a 10% chance of rain across the city today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.